Arizona State revokes job offer after professor praises good police officers. By Tom Sikata on June 9, 2020. Arizona State University revoked a job offer from Professor Sonia Forte Duhay after she praised good police officers on Twitter. Prior to the tweet, Duhay was scheduled to assume the role of Dean of the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication at Arizona State. According to a report by the College Fix, Professor Sonia Forte Duhay lost a job offer from Arizona State University after she published a tweet in which she praised good police officers. For the family of George Floyd, the good police officers who keep us safe, my students, faculty and staff. Praying for peace on this hashtag Blackout Tuesday, Duhay wrote last week on Twitter. She deleted the tweet shortly after she started to receive criticism. Members of the Arizona State University community penned a petition letter in response to Duhay's tweet that called on university officials to reverse the hiring decision. For too long and in far too many instances, ASU has taken a passive approach in standing with minority students, the letter reads. Minority students need to know that ASU supports us, and will listen when we speak. Duhay previously served as the director of the School of Communication and Design at Loyola University New Orleans. Some of her former students protested her appointment to the dean position at Arizona State University. I don't think she should be in a classroom ever, one former student said. I think her narrative, her views, her obviously predisposed opinions and thoughts based on her background does not make her a suitable fit to teach a diverse range of students. One LGBT student claimed that Duhay told him that his voice was too theatrical for broadcast media and that he should stick with print media. In 2019, two African-American students claimed in a university complaint that Duhay insisted that the students' hair be pressed or neatly combed. Arizona State University Provost Mark Searle announced on Sunday that the university had revoked Duhay's job offer. I now find that the future of the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication and our public television station will be better served by not advancing with Dr. Duhay as their leader, Searle wrote in a memo. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.